Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca M. Holz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca M. Holz.
Welcome, Boomers, to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holz. If you missed last week's show, we talked to Joe Sorrow of Mount Pleasant Chevrolet about the importance of doing our research and understanding our options when buying a car to suit our Boomer lifestyle, our Boomermobile. Don't worry, if you missed last week's show, you can still listen to it. Just go to letstalkboomers.com. Now let's talk, Boomers, about some upcoming events for this fall. November is still Oyster Month. Another one. Yay! Tomorrow, Sunday, November 2nd at 1 o'clock, take your friends and family to Goldbug Island, enjoying live music from Allendale Green musicians while supporting East Cooper Meals on Wheels. Eat all-you-can-eat oysters from the Noisy Oyster, along with an oyster shucking contest, sounds interesting, and a fun-filled chili throwdown featuring Mount Pleasant, Isle of Palms, and Sullivan's Island Fire Departments. Fireman's Chili. Yum. Call 881-9350 or visit East Cooper Meals on Wheels. That's ECMOW.org for more information. And ladies, who doesn't love shoes and wine? Well, I certainly do. Just ask my husband. Florence Crittenden will be hosting the second annual Wine, Women, and Shoes event on Sunday, November 2nd. That's tomorrow, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Daniel Island Club. This second annual luxury event features wine, women, and shoes, including Chardonnay, I hope, with all proceeds benefiting Florence Crittenden, a local nonprofit organization that provides housing and educational services to young, at-risk, and parenting women. There will be wine tasting, culinary delicacies, a live auction, and exclusive shopping. Just visit winewomenandshoes.com for more information. That's winewomenandshoes.com. And how about yoga and beer? This Monday evening, November 3rd at 6:15 p.m., go downtown to Palmetto Brewery at 289 Hugie Street and enjoy yoga, then a beer. Ashley Bell is back in town bringing that Ashley Bell yoga to Bendy Brewski Yoga. Say that five times fast. For a weekly Monday night gathering at Palmetto Brewery. Stretch all the parts that tend to be tight and stabilize and strengthen the bits that tend to need a little reinforcement. The class almost always has at least a few brand new to yoga students, along a few certified teachers, and a whole bunch of other folks who just love the good company. If you want to practice and hang and enjoy the great vibes, there's a $10 drop-in fee. For an additional $5, you can also get 2 half pints of Palmetto Brew. Visit palmettobrewery.com for more information. That's palmettobrewery.com. And don't forget, November 4th is Election Day. Get out and vote. If you're like me, you still haven't read all the information you need to make an informed decision. Well, the League of Women Voters has made it easy. The League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan political organization and encourages informed and active participation in government. Plus, they have all the information you need for the upcoming election for Charleston and the surrounding Tri-County area, including polling places, candidates for state and local offices, as well as the referendums on the ballot. Just call 766-5416 or visit the League of Women Voters website at lwvcharleston.org. That's League of Women Voters, lwvcharleston.org. And who doesn't love the fair? The Coastal Carolina Fair is going on now at the Exchange Park in Latson. And this Wednesday, November 5th, is Senior Day. But Boomers, we can get in at the age of 60 and beyond. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., this special Senior Boomer admission is only $4. There will be many vendors as well, including one of our presenting Let's Talk Boomer sponsors, Deborah Whitfield, a 55-plus real estate specialist with Caldwell Banker United Realtors. Visit Deborah at her booth and register for a chance to win a free one-year home warranty. And for more information on all the fair events, visit coastalcarolinafair.org. And Boomers, we want to remain fit. We walk every day, play tennis, try to maintain a healthy diet. But did you know that after age 30, our muscles start to lose mass at the rate of 5 to 10% each decade? So that when we're in our 60s, we have lost almost 40%. So how can we slow down, prevent this loss? When we come back from break, we'll be talking to Mark Osborne, owner of Active RX. He'll tell us what we need to stay strong. Again, this is Let's Talk Boomers, presented by Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, a 55-plus real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Hi, welcome back to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz. As I mentioned before the break, boomers need to incorporate strength training into our fitness routine. Strength training helps us retain muscle mass, strong bones, a better sense of balance and posture. But who do we go about developing a strength training routine with? Today's guest, Mark Osborne of Active RX, is here to help. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Rebecca, for having me today.
I'm so glad to have you here, Mark. When I was getting ready for today's show, I came across a rather intimidating statistic and term, sarcopenia, which is an age-related condition whereby one loses muscle mass and function. Can you tell our listeners why this condition worsens as we age and how Active RX can help?
Sure. Sarcopenia, at its simplest, is really just a term or a diagnosis that means age-related muscle loss. And it's a condition that's beginning to get a lot of attention from doctors and researchers all around the country and really around the world. And the reason is for the very same reasons that doctors are careful to monitor and treat osteoporosis, you'll find that your doctor may have begun or will soon begin to do the same with sarcopenia. As you know, patients that are osteoporotic or osteopenic are at much greater risk of fractures that can lead to an early death. Individuals with sarcopenia, in a similar fashion, are at a much higher risk of falls than the general population. And of course, that greater risk of falls leads to potential fractures and, of course, then a greater risk of death. A rather grim statistic, and I'll try to not keep this on the downbeat, but a rather grim statistic is that 35% of fractures in patients 65 and older will lead to death within 1 year. But the great news is that this does not have to happen. This loss of muscle mass and strength is in fact reversible, regardless of age and regardless of underlying health condition. And this is really what we're doing at Active RX, is helping folks to regain and maintain the strength that they need to continue doing the things that they love to do.
I like the word reversible because I've already admitted to you that I don't do much in the way of strength training. I'm 51. I think I fit a higher profile for a risk of osteoporosis as I age because I'm blonde, blue-eyed, not a large frame person, rather small frame. And my mother-in-law is always getting on to my case, basically, about, you know, seeing if I'm starting that, I need to do something, and my doctor is, too. So I'm really glad to have you on the show, and the reversible word is good. I also, when doing some research, found out that in addition to stemming osteoporosis, it also can help with effects from chronic illness, arthritis, depression. That's a lot. Explain that.
Sure. So there's a lot of great research out there that's mainly been done fairly recently over the last 15 years. Some of that really foundational research was done by the founder of our company, Dr. Wayne Phillips, who spent 15 years or so at Stanford University doing research on the impact and importance of strength in older adults. But also the Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, University of Maryland have done a lot of great research that shows that strength training specifically in adults not only improves muscle mass, but also reduces the risk of heart disease, depression, the symptoms of arthritis. And as you mentioned very specifically, strength training has a very good effect on bone density. So those with osteoporosis and osteopenia can often stop the loss of bone and even reverse it in some cases just through proper strength training. So while most of our members come to us so that they can regain or maintain the strength that they need to do what they love to do, there's this whole cascade of additional great health benefits, which is a nice side benefit.
That's wonderful. So I suspect when a new patient comes to you, you need to evaluate them. So that is your active eval process, yep. correct? Can That's you explain correct. What that is?
Sure. So many folks come to us because they hear about the promise that we make to help them regain 10 years of strength in just 3 months. But everybody who comes through the door is going to get what we call an active eval, which is a full functional evaluation that's going to take about 30 minutes. And there's really two reasons that we do this. One is to gather a baseline measurement of where they are when they first come into us, so that we can prove to them and to ourselves that that we're progressing them the way that they expect. But second and very importantly is we want to make sure they meet the minimum requirements to be able to go directly into our strength therapy program so that they can safely enter that program. If not, that's okay because we have physical therapy on site and we can always start them there if needed. And that allows us to be able to say yes to almost everybody who comes through the door.
Okay, great. Do I need a doctor referral to come through the door?
You do not. If, in fact, when you get in there, you aren't able to go directly into strength therapy, we can just contact your doctor, and they're always happy to work with us to get you the prescription necessary.
Okay. And will Medicare insurance cover the cost of my care at Active RX?
So that's a great question as well. If you need physical therapy, the answer is Medicare will usually cover all or most of it, depending on your supplement plan that you may have. And there are a few, very few, other commercial insurance programs that will pay for the strength therapy, but currently most of that's going to be out of the member's pocket, just a cash pay type of system. But it's pretty modestly priced. It's between $119 and $139 per month. Everything's fully supervised. We ask you to come anywhere from 2 to 3 times a week, so it's about $8 to $10 a session with a personal trainer.
Well, that's really good when you consider the cost of gyms these days. So that's very, very reasonable. Speaking of gyms, we have a beautiful senior center in Mount Pleasant. So can't I just use the weight machines there and get the same results as what I get at Active RX?
Well, if you are able to safely and knowledgeably and productively go to the senior center and work out in that gorgeous facility, and it is gorgeous, then absolutely you can obtain tremendous results. That's, for the most part, is not the client that we end up with. Most of our folks have not been lifetime exercisers, mm-hmm. and they really like the more small, intimate atmosphere, as well as the full personal attention they get while they're there, because nobody's ever working out in our center without our strength therapist being right there with them.
And today, Mark, you brought a guest with you. Can you introduce him, please?
Sure, I'd love to. I've asked one of our strength therapy members, Mr. Alan Graham, to join us today. Alan started with our program at Active RX in March, so has been participating for about 8 months or so, and I thought it might be helpful to let Alan share with your listeners about what it was that drove him to seek us out, and also perhaps, Alan, if you would, share how the experience has been.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me today. I got involved with Active RX, as Mark said, 8 or 9 months ago. It was through my wife finding out about Active RX, but prior to that, for the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, I actually realized I needed to gain strength and better balance, and I recognized this as I was active and continue to be active in tennis and golf. And then I had a rotator cuff incident here about a year ago that kind of sidelined me, and I signed up for the senior center and was active at the senior center, mm-hmm. but I found in my schedule that I was not going to the senior center on a regular basis. So,
which you were all guilty of.
Very, very, very much so. And so I felt that I needed to look for something else. Well, luckily, my wife found out about Active RX, and I checked into it, and I immediately liked it. As Mark said a few minutes ago, the most important thing to me was getting an evaluation up front. When I was working even at the senior center or even at the house on my own, I really never understood my progress, if you will. So I really like that. And probably even a bigger benefit of Active RX, it would fit my schedule. I have it on my calendar. I'm committed to it. I go in and get my workout, both in balancing and strengthening, all within a very short period of time. And then I'm off onto my day of all the things I have going on. And the folks there are just fantastic. They're there to encourage you. you or tell you things you're doing wrong and how you can improve on it. I have definitely seen a growth in my strength, both on the golf course, as I'm able to hit the golf ball further, not straighter, but further. and I also, even in the tennis, I feel that I have a little better quickness and balance on the tennis courts that I feel I have. So it's been a great program, and it's very, very reasonable. And I don't think you can find better folks that pay attention to you and your needs than ActiveRx.
Well, we talk a lot, Alan and Mark, about making the most of our time as boomers, our boomer time. And so what I'm hearing from you is that ActiveRx has enabled you to do that.
Right.
And what you, the hobbies you love, golf, tennis, you're back to enjoying them more.
Right.
Which is another good use of your time. You don't want to do something that you're not enjoying. And so I think for you, definitely, and many of our listeners, ActiveRx is a great opportunity to gain that strength and balance and mobility, which I would think would help in your tennis game as well, in all facets of your life.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen it. The other thing that happened to me is I hate to admit, getting a little older.
Aren't we all? Yes. Yeah,
I have stiffness in my back. I definitely think that ActiveRx has addressed that. And where I normally have gotten out of bed and have to move around a while to get it all the kinks out. But that I'm not experiencing like the levels I had at one time. But absolutely a great organization to work with.
Well, and Mark, I'm going to go back to you now. Alan, obviously, it's been great for him going to ActiveRx, but what about the listener who says, well, can I just do strength training at home? Can I do that? And if I do, what mistakes should I avoid?
Sure. So, of course, strength training, which is what we specialize in, is just one part of an overall fitness program, which should definitely include aerobics, whether that be walking, hiking, playing golf, tennis, yoga, swimming. All of those aerobic things, many of them are much more easily done at home than a really strong, adequate strengthening program.
A treadmill, yeah.
A treadmill, but you can walk outside and all those sorts of things. So for a strengthening program to be done at the level that we're doing, it requires at least a couple of basic weight or resistance machines, which is why we can't take it currently into the home. But there's so many other things that you can do. I would just encourage somebody, if you're thinking about starting on their own at home, talk to your doctor, especially if you have any heart disease or other underlying medical conditions. Make sure it's a good, safe time. And also, if nothing else, come to us for a few sessions or go to a personal trainer for at least two or three sessions and let them get you started and show you how to do things properly, as Alan said, because we can, as we get older in particular, do a little bit more harm than good sometimes when we first get started. So I would just encourage people to be safe and get a professional to help them to start out with.
And in the long run, that's going to make the biggest difference, is working with a professional and folks at ActiveRx.
Absolutely. The other thing we do everything in small groups, and you would be surprised how much easier it is to do some exercises and stay after it day after day when there are people motivating you and people expecting you to show up. And so I think that helps as well.
And what motivated you to bring ActiveRx to the Lowcountry?
I actually had the opportunity to visit a center in Texas and a few in Arizona, and after speaking to some of their members and hearing about the great results they were getting, I just fell in love with the thought of bringing this back to our community in Mount Pleasant to help, the boomer generation, if you will, and also hopefully to eventually, put some of these in other communities around the state of South Carolina.
And you're easy to find. You're off of Annanette Boulevard near the Mount Pleasant Library. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Just on a little road called Lake Hunter Circle, right behind the library.
And I'm really excited to let our listeners know that at the conclusion of our show today, if they are one of the first five callers, they can win a free Active Eval and 2 weeks of free strength therapy at ActiveRx. That's very generous of you, Mark. We appreciate that.
Oh, we're glad to do it.
All you need to do, listeners, is be one of the first five callers. Simply call 843, of course, 388-3120. That's 388-3120. And find out more about Mark Osborne and his ActiveRx team by visiting activerx.com. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Mark, for being here today on Let's Talk Boomers.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
So glad to have you. I enjoyed it as well. I'm going to check it out, Mark, because I told you I'm guilty. I need some string therapy.
We'll look forward to seeing you.
Well, this is Let's Talk Boomers, presented by Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, a 55-plus real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Hi, Let's Talk Boomers. This is Rebecca M. Holtz, your host. Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group, one of our presenting sponsors, wanted to make sure that I mentioned to you today about a very important chili cook-off and oyster roast. It's going to be Saturday, November 22nd, from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Johnson Haygood Football Stadium, and that's the Citadel. What's so important about this is it's in memory of one of his late clients, Julia Ann Mudgett, who was a true animal lover and was taken from us all too soon. So Coastal Financial Planning Group is very proud to sponsor this 15th annual Charleston Animal Society Celebrity Chili Cook-Off and Oyster Roast. Again, it's Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Johnson Haygood Football Stadium at the Citadel. And you can RSVP, just please do so, by November 14th. Call the Coastal Financial Planning Group office at 735-5065. Or email Kate at cfpgroup.biz. That's Kate, K-A-T-E, at cfpgroup.biz. And remember that Rick also plays an active leadership role in financial planning for seniors in our Charleston community, where Coastal Financial Planning Group is based. He hosts the weekly Money Matters radio show and answers listener questions on the topic of personal retirement planning each week on the Retire Right show, both of which are broadcast worldwide right here on News Radio 94.3 WSC FM and elsewhere. Once again, that's Rick Durkee with the Coastal Financial Planning Group. And you can reach Rick very easily on his website, which is wonderful, at cfpgroup.biz. Fellow boomers, as we talked about today, physical therapy, strength therapy, is critical to regaining strength and range of motion. But most of the time, our daily required exercises are greater than the time allowed with our physical therapist. Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help. Since 1998, they've provided certified in-home care with the heart, including working with physical therapists to ensure your daily exercise needs are met, helping to ensure your road to recovery and strength. Call 832-9888 or visit allcarelivingservices.com. Well, this has been another Let's Talk Boomers show. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz. I look forward to talking with you next Saturday at 11 a.m. here on News Talk Radio 94.3 WSC, when our guest will be one of our presenting sponsors, Deborah Whitfield, a 55-plus real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. Again, this is Let's Talk Boomers, presented by Rick Durkee with the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, a 55-plus real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams with All Care Living Services. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.